Well, we've got a couple of theatrical guests on the programme with us this afternoon from The Sound of Music, which opens today at the Lyric Theatre in the Theatre Royal. We have Lucy O'Byrne. Lucy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we have Lewis Barnshaw, who's one of the directors of the show, is that
yeah,
right?
Resident director.
Resident director. And you're also bit part player.
Yes.
Very good. Yes. I'd like to be a bit part player. Now, Lucy, let's start with you. So it's The Sound of Music and you're playing Maria. That's quite a big part, isn't it?
That is quite a huge part, yeah. It's a could be one of the biggest parts. It probably is one of the biggest parts ever written in musical theatre. And I'm very lucky that I get to play it, definitely. It is very hard work, though.
I imagine it would be. Yeah, yeah. And of course, people will know you from The Voice, which is where we first saw you. Is it fair to say that that changed everything in your life?
Absolutely. Yeah. Completely changed my life. And I don't have a single bad memory of my time on The Voice. It was an amazing experience. And only, so far, only good has come from it. The whole reason that I'm in this show, you know, I came to the UK to kind of pursue a career in musical theatre, and The Voice thing kind of came out of nowhere and completely changed my life, because the producer of this show, Mr. Kenwright, was watching The Voice,
right,
and contacted his producers on the night of the final, said, "Oh, get this girl into audition."
Wow.
And within a week, I was standing in his office auditioning.
Bill Kenwright always comes across as a really genuinely nice fellow.
Oh, he was so lovely. I was absolutely terrified to me, because it all happened so fast. But he was such a lovely man, and I'm so grateful that he, you know, that he took a chance on me and that he trusted me to come and play this part, and to, you know, he gave me what I have always wanted, and thanks to him, I'm kind of living my dream at the moment.
And I mean, when you think about The Voice, I suppose we expect that most people who go on there, we assume that most people who go on there want to be pop stars. But of course, you know, you've gone in a completely different direction to that. Just remind us, who mentored you on The Voice?
Will I Am was my mentor.
Okay.
I went on The Voice I'm classically trained. I'm still training classically, and I sang opera.
Yeah.
On The Voice, and Will has always wanted to work with an opera singer.
Okay, yeah.
And work with me he did, right up until the finals. And
because you were runner-up, weren't you?
I was runner-up, yeah. And I'm the only classical singer to have ever gotten to that far in the Voice. And it was completely different for the show, and obviously it is quite different to what I'm doing now, but it's always something that I kind of practice alongside each other, because obviously classical technique will set you up for all kinds of singing and give you the stamina to last 8 shows a week in one of the hardest things.
I can imagine.
One of the hardest things that there is.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk some more about Maria, but before we do, Lewis, I have to find out a bit more about what you do as associate director?
Resident director.
Resident director. So what does that mean? You're telling everybody where to stand and what to, you know, or is it a bit more technical than that?
Well, I look after the show on the road.
Yeah.
So I'll work in the rehearsal room with the director, Martin Connor and Bill Deemer, the choreographer, and I'll be noting down everything they change and blocking and things like that. And then on the road, I'll kind of maintain the show.
Come on, what's blocking for us non-thespes?
Blocking is where the actors go, where they move, what they do on stage. So I look after it on the road, the extra rehearsals and things, clean-up calls.
Yeah.
And also we have 18 children as well with the production.
Never worked with children and animals, that's what they say.
They've never worked with our children.
No, they're
whoever
great.
Says that.
They're brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah,
there's 18
amazing.
Children.
Are they local children?
No, they're London-based.
Right.
And we have 3 teams of 6, and they rotate each week. So that's what I do. I look after that and also help with recasting the children.
Now, let's talk about Maria. So, you know, everyone associates the role with Julie Andrews. Did you think once you were offered it, right, I mustn't watch it again, or did you go and watch it and watch it and watch it?
Oh, no, I never watched it after I was offered it. Yeah. I still haven't watched it.
Because you've got to do it your own way, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to try and be your own person. But at the same time, it's so well written, and also the fact that it's a true story means that you don't need to try and make it your own. You just need to tell the story truthfully,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You just need to give a respectful telling of this woman's story, because she was a real person, and these things some of it is adapted for, you know, with artistic license for the stage,
sure.
but mostly it's a real story about a real family.
And it is a remarkable story, isn't it? I mean, yeah. you know, they say truth is stranger than fiction. It certainly is in that case.
Yeah, and I think that was kind of my main concern, because it was absolutely terrifying. It was equal parts, you know, when they rang me and told me that I got the part, I burst into tears, because this is what
I've always wanted.
But then I thought, I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy. And then I thought, oh my God, I have to step into Julie Andrews' shoes. Everyone is going to be comparing me. But yeah. you just kind of have to try and see past that and just see the story and try and tell the story.
Lewis and Lucy, thank you both for joining us, and enjoy your week in Plymouth.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.